week.
It's been a long week.
It seems like it's been a couple long weeks. I mean, a couple of long weeks.
Yes. Nuts. We both sound like we're dying. I can't hear anything.
In fact, we probably both are dying.
Yeah. We caught something maybe in Mexico, but I definitely had something before I went to Mexico.
Same. I've been coughing on here, as all of our thousands of fans know.
Yes. For a long time. Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's
it's been a challenge.
It has.
I've literally had, since we got back from Mexico, I think I've drank 7 bottles of Robitussin.
Oh, boy. I think you said 7 bottles of water. I'm like, that's not quite
no,
enough.
To the point where they're carding me for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Robitussin?
Dude, they do. They're like, wow. Can I see your ID, sir? Get that. Get all the antibiotics you can get. Still drink beer. I'm like, whatever. Probably not supposed to do that. So.
Well, the alcohol. Well, you're drinking Coors Light. There's not much alcohol.
That's
there.
True.
Yeah.
But we did a good job. Welcome to Baldy and the Big Guy. I'm Baldy, and that's Big Guy. Probably should throw that out there. You can find us out on YouTube, where you're probably watching us now, or on iTunes. Now we're on iTunes.
Finally,
Greg did his job.
Find us. You can all find us on iTunes and Spotify.
And a whole bunch of other apps. Yeah,
Instagram.
Out there.
You can find all the clips from all the shows.
Yeah.
Which is a lot of those are funny.
Go check them out. Like us and give us a rating if you don't mind out on Spotify and iTunes.
100%.
Awesome.
Just give us one of those 5 stars on Spotify. It's super easy.
Yeah.
Same thing on YouTube. I mean,
Spotify.
iTunes.
iTunes.
Yeah.
iTunes. Spotify.
Yeah.
All so good.
About your Coors Light.
Yeah. Coors Light.
I know how much you like Coors Light.
All right. So do we do a tally? We haven't had a chance to do a tally.
Not yet, but before that.
All right.
I know how much you love Coors Light.
I do.
So I brought it. You remember last time I brought you a special beer?
Oh, Jesus Christ. Yes.
So I went and I bought you another special beer this week.
Let's see it.
This.
We brought up the special glasses.
Duchesse de Bourgogne.
Bourgogne.
Duchesse de Bourgogne. There it is.
It's like bologna, only it's Bergoni.
Exactly. It's like bologna. It's bologna.
What is the alcohol content of that?
Oh,
it's a sour ale, dude.
It's a sour ale.
It says it down on the bottom.
Well, that sucks. I didn't read that.
Hey, we're going to fucking drink it.
We're going to drink it anyways. We're men.
Because we're men. All right.
All right. So it's like a champagne bottle. So I'm going to just.
That thing's going through the roof.
All over the set here.
I'm down with it. I'll give it a shot. I'm just thinking that thing is just like pitch black. But no. I don't think those normally are, though. And normally with a sour, you get a little pour, right?
Yeah.
In a special glass.
Not this time.
Ooh.
Ooh, look at that.
Good Lord.
That Chef smells Pete, sour.
Chef Pete's delivering the sours. That's going to make you poop your pants later.
Oh, I'll poop my pants normally anyways.
Good Lord. All right. Fuck it. Let's try
All
it.
Right. Cheers.
Hooey.
Pinkies right. up.
Pinkies up.
It's actually not as bad as I was expecting it to be.
It tastes like Worcestershire sauce. Worcestershire.
It has that, actually does have a smell
Worcestershire.
Of Worcestershire. It has a small smell of Worcestershire.
Could be the Robitussin I'm on.
Not as bad as most sours. But is it good?
Dude,
no.
All right. So in my, where I, you know, where you get like the sour feeling that I can't have, I don't have right now because it's dead. It's getting me there.
Well, that's where it's supposed to get you because it's sour. It's,
good Lord.
I'll give you this. It's not great.
I would put this on a steak, like legit.
You put it on a steak?
Because it tastes like Worcestershire sauce to me. Oh, I put Worcestershire sauce on my steaks.
It doesn't taste like Worcestershire. It smells like Worcestershire. But
that's all fucked up.
So this is my thought process. It's not great, but it's also not good.
And how much was it? It was $25.
Something like that. $24.99,
$25.99,
$22.99.
Where's that from? Specs. It's from France.
From France. Duchesse de Bourgogne.
Good Lord, man. So now you know.
Yeah, now
we got Mr. Rich Pants over here.
To read the bottle.
I was like, I tell him, I'm like, hey, stop and get some beers.
And that's what
miscommunication.
I could have got a 12-pack of Coors.
You could have got a case of Coors.
One single disgusting you fucking got sour. Casey. But
fuck it. Ooh. Whatever. That's going to take me. That's why I brought some extra Topo Chicos up here. Oh my fucking God.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
You got more in there. I wouldn't open that until you fucking drink the rest of it.
Oh jeez.
Brother, come on.
Anyway, guys,
do your job. Good Lord, we've got some shit to talk about. Sorry that we're kicking off the show that way, but it's good. Sometimes you just need to know that there are disgusting beers out there.
Yeah. Not great. Also not good.
Stick to your Coors Lights.
So, on this cruise, we had an unlimited drink package, yep. Which means we could drink unlimited.
Fucking legitimately.
So
they just shut off at a certain time of night. If you were in the casino, I think it was 2 a.m. But and they didn't open, I think. Well, no. Basically, every time I got up, you could have
every bar had a different opening time, but there was ones that opened at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right. Was that the casino?
Or some of, I think it's actually some that didn't close at all, basically.
I never made it to but that point.
No. Never needed to. My worst night was, so we got on the boat Thursday night. And I decided I'm going to get drunk that night because that was my night to get drunk.
Dude, you went to bed before Beth and I.
I went to bed at like 11:30. Maybe it was midnight.
He got a little tank.
And I don't remember.
But you were pinkies up, and I tried so hard to get a picture, you guys, of him drinking a, what do you call him?
Martini Manhattan,
pinkies up, because no matter what, he couldn't, his pinky just automatically.
It's automatically when you're trying to be fancy.
I know, but you drank. 3 or 4 or 5 Manhattan's? Of those? Yeah. In a row.
I think like, 7
boom,
in 7
boom,
minutes.
Boom, boom, that's what it was 7
I mean, 7 every 7 minutes. So I would drink one, and I would order another one.
By the time it came back over to me, I was ready. 7 is 42, right?
So in 49 minutes, I drank 7.
49 minutes. It's been a while since I've had to do math.
Yeah, we have phones nowadays. You know,
yeah.
Do math.
So,
Siri.
It was a blast. Those
so
are,
much
those
fun.
Like you guys were, you and Beth were dancing and shit.
Yeah.
So what was your total again? Do you recall?
Because
I had 97 on the account.
Yeah, I think I had on my account, I think I had 70 something, 77 maybe.
But I drink Coors Lights.
And then
he drinks hard.
I additionally had probably 20 more in Mexico. And then I had a whole lot of glasses of champagne at like different little free events.
But you went to, so he also did this really cool. Like behind the scenes.
Yeah, it was like
a
behind
thing.
The scenes of a kitchen tour. So I got to go
which
in
is
the
pretty
kitchen.
Neat.
But it was very neat.
Yeah. I would have given you some Robitussin if I knew you were going to be all acting up.
I mean, it's been nonstop. Just kidding. But the kitchen tour is very cool. You got to go into the kitchen, go through the bakery, go through all the things, and see how they. You get to see how they plate 40,000 plates of food a day.
It's pretty rad. It's fucking nuts. Incredible.
It's cool.
Have you ever been on a cruise? Like, the food, this cruise's food was, especially, like, even just, like, the buffets.
Yeah, the regular buffet and the regular, like, dinner food was good.
It was great.
But those special meals?
Like, Beth and I went to sushi.
Yep.
Awesome. We went, and then we went to
We went to an Italian place that was amazing.
Yeah.
It was the best food of the night, best food of the trip, and some of the best food I've had ever.
It was dope,
it was
dude.
So good.
Like, bone
it was,
marrow.
But, anyway, it was good. Definitely recommend cruises. Definitely recommend Royal Caribbean.
If you're into cruising.
It's awesome.
Because last day, if you guys watched our last episode, we were on it the last day of that cruise. We hit some shit coming back into the States.
That was fun.
Or towards Northern Gulf. And yeah, dude, it got a little choppy. Gnarly.
It was choppy. We woke up going back and forth in the bed. I was like, wait, that doesn't seem right. Get up and everything's closed because it's just too much
shit
sun
falling all over the place.
Not sun, too much wind and shit.
If you saw there was a video of the same. Which one was it? The Royal
Caribbean.
Was it that the name of it?
Oh, I have no idea.
No, it was like Voyager of the Sea or something like that.
Something, yeah.
And there's a video.
Well, as a matter of fact,
of where
I'll post
they
a video, yeah.
Like a month ago, they like tipped and brought on water, and like a whole bunch of lower deck rooms got fucking flooded and shit.
Jesus Christ!
So yeah.
I'm going to post a video right here of the Bark. Storm that was on the storm that was on the deck because I put that on my phone.
You had some? Okay, cool.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
That was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So you'll see it.
It was fun. Great times. So yeah, good. Fun, good so. Deal. All right. So let's jump into some shit here. All right. So first things first. I haven't talked about your dog in a while. Our dogs, they were in daycare the whole time they were there. How's Captain doing?
Captain's doing great.
Yeah. Captain is his 100-ish pound.
Yeah, about 100-pound German Shepherd.
German Shepherd.
Yep. Good old boy.
He's a great dog. The reason I asked that specifically is because there's Joe Biden has a dog.
Jill Biden?
Joe Biden.
Joe Biden has a dog. Yeah, he does.
Joe Biden has a dog.
Mm-hmm.
And it's evidently bitten like 25 people.
That's one of his dogs that's bitten 25 people.
It's this one, Commander.
No, I'm saying that's one of his dogs. Other dogs have been
just people. One. So there's his dog, super happy.
He's just laughing at the camera. He's just like, oh, he's hi. Like, he's smiling. Rah, 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 rah. He's definitely
and
not
I'm not
buying
making
this.
Fun of the dog because I don't believe the dogs are bad. I think
that
you
one's
have
bad
owners.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's Joe Biden.
No,
is his dad,
I'm 100% a believer that owners can be piles of shit.
Do you think that dude like walks his dog?
Dude, it's
he can't getting walk himself.
No, he's not. He's not walking.
No one's taking care of that dog except for like whoever he hires to take care of the dog.
So there was a FOIA request to see, like, get the records of the amount of times this dog has bitten people. Records show Biden dog Commander attacked Secret Service members at least 24 times.
Jesus Christ!
And it's nips. It's cuts. It's like digging into them, giving them, leaving them a big enough bite where they need stitches and shit like that, right?
Jesus Christ.
And you remember good old Joey over there. Senior Joey has already had to get rid of two dogs, I think.
Yeah, I think it's been two. And now this one.
He's just a shitty person. Have you ever heard that kind of thing where, like, the dog reflects the owner? So when you see, like, an old couple, their dogs are, like, little curmudgeon-y
dogs.
Yeah,
the very beginning of Lady and the Tramp.
I don't remember
you see
that.
Like this, you see this like, you know, like this Scottish whatever the fuck walking down the street. And you see the owner walking it, has a big fluffy mustache just
like
the dog, whatever.
The dude's got a big fluffy mustache.
Yeah. That was only
I think Nick's kind of like me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And Lucy's kind of like you. I mean, like Beth.
Like Beth, a little, I'm a little grumpy sometimes. Beth's super nice. And Until
you piss her off.
Until you go after her food bowl. And then it's all fucking
downhill.
Don't
touch your cold pizza.
Don't touch your fucking cold pizza. So, Commander reportedly bit and attacked numerous U.S. Secret Service agents and personnel in at least 24 incidents between October 2022 and 23 before he was ultimately removed. Oh, he was already removed.
Oh, good.
Okay. Wow.
Well, removed from the property doesn't mean he was like...
No, he wasn't euthanized. I'm not saying that. He's probably living in like some normal house.
He's probably living on a farm somewhere with all his
just
other friends.
Just chilling.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I just figure I really wanted to get to the point of how dogs reflect their owners.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to be aggressive if you're an aggressive person.
Yeah.
Right? You're going to be standoffish. They may walk around like a...
I just realized what it was. He probably spends too much time with the hunter and gets a bunch of coke.
You think
it sets him off?
Instead of Coke Bear.
It's Coke Dog.
It's Coke fucking Commander.
Coke Commander.
Kind of like Cobra
that's
Commander.
What it is.
It's like G.I. Joe.
Well, that's cool.
It's Coke Commander.
Well, that's cool if you're a Secret Service agent.
This is fucking great. I think we need to do like something where he's just got like a rub of cocaine.
I can take that picture you just showed me.
He thought it was powdered sugar.
Exactly. Want some booger sugar.
And he got into something wrong. Poor guy. See, it's not his fault. I'm telling you. Dogs they don't know any better. Exactly. So you were up at Rally Ready. God damn, excuse me.
Yeah,
this
awesome.
This shit. Whew.
Finish it up.
I will, but god damn.
Yeah, so I was up up in Austin.
Yeah, you were up this past weekend, right?
Yeah, so we got back from the cruise on Monday.
Monday.
Tuesday, Wednesday, normal days of work. Thursday, I went up to Austin, filmed the comedy show.
Stay up in Austin?
Yeah, so I stayed up there. Went up Thursday night for a comedy show, filmed the comedy show. Friday morning, went to Rally Ready, which is a rally driving school up in Austin.
Where can people find that?
RallyReady.com, Rally Ready
on
Instagram.
Yep. All those things. Yep. Right on.
Yep. So the Channel 199 crew, which is off, like there's Travis Pastrana and all of his guys, they were all up there. They're doing all this kind of crazy shit. You can find all that stuff on Channel 199 on YouTube.
It'll be coming out over like the next
Yeah, it'll be coming out. We film a bunch of content at once, and then it gets edited and pushed out at some point. But you'll find all that stuff there. The point is, yeah, we filled a lot of stuff over the last couple days. But just, I mean, Rally Ready is a super cool place where they do all kinds of cool racing shit with all these cars.
Is it a bi- I've never been up there. Is it a big is it a?
Yeah, it's like 380 acres.
Holy shit! But is it dirt and tarmac?
It's just dirt. It's dirt. It's either gravel or woods.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. Yeah. Okay,
it's either gravel or woods, and it's badass. It's just this huge track, and he changes up all the time, so everybody comes out. It's all of a sudden it's different this time than it was last time.
That's cool.
Oh, there's jumps. There's all kinds of crazy shit. And they just do all kinds of cool stuff, you know. I can't put any pictures out there because it hasn't been released yet.
No.
But you'll see it on Channel 1.
But it's just behind it.
Follow Channel 109 on YouTube and you'll see it all. It's fucking awesome.
Right.
It's fun. But out there, like, for 4 days in the straight sun, getting baked.
This past weekend was
warm. Being on cruise, being baked. And not the good kind of baked. But
your big guy got a little sunburn because he doesn't know how to use fucking suntan lotion.
Because I'm white and Irish and I burn like a mother.
Jesus. He's going to die. He might die on the show. We don't know.
God damn.
You'll make it.
Yeah, I'm making it. Oh, man. Woo.
You'll
anyway,
make it.
Yes.
Don't worry.
White, Irish, redhead, well, red beard.
It's reddish.
And
you're good.
Yeah, and I burn quick and I burn hard. And yeah.
Burn hard. Burn quick and burn hard.
Burn quick and burn
that
hard.
That should be a t-shirt.
That should be burn quick and burn
Baldy
hard.
Baldy and the big guy. Instead of a harebrained podcast, burn quick and burn hard.
That could be.
It's actually really good. I like that.
I like it too. That's good.
Mark. All right. I got to get this down.
Do it. Just chug it.
Fuck. I'm having
pussy.
Life regrets right now. I know, dude.
So now we've all found out that the reason Baldy likes bitch beer so much is because he can't handle real beer.
That's not real beer, bro.
It's not even that bad.
It makes my nose fucking tickle, bro. I fucking hate shit like that. Good Lord. I'd rather just sit there and slug Jack Daniels.
That sounds way worse.
I'm gonna, like, slug his Jack Daniels. You know, poof. God damn. All right, here we go.
Oh, so I got another one. So I was able to do a video with Jack. Fantastic. It was fun. And it was...
I'm sorry, dude. It's the worst shit I've ever had.
So, no, the point is, actually, I just realized I can't tell a story, so I'm just going to cut that out. I'm actually going to cut that out. So.
We're not cutting shit out. Keep going.
Nope, can't tell the story.
Okay, so there's a story that will come out in the future.
Yeah.
All right, that's fine.
Yeah,
he did something with Jack Mandeville. Jack Mandeville was on site doing some cool shit.
Yeah, I just don't know what I can talk about on podcast.
Nope, that's so fine. That's fine. Yeah, you're under NDAs and everything else.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, no. We got to be real careful because he has a really top secret job.
It's very top secret. Yeah.
Yeah, like I can't talk about my work.
I can't. Sometimes.
Oh, I could be like, I could tell you, like, hey, I was at work typing on a type keyboard.
A typewriter. Showing your age, everybody.
I was like, tick, 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 click, click, click. Ching, ching. I think that thing just got me drunk. What's the alcohol content?
6%.
Six.
Nothing. It's nothing. Yeah, your beer is basically the same.
Oh, good Lord. For that amount of bullshit, it should be like 14.
It should be, but it's not.
Good Lord. That was the...
Yeah. What's the next topic?
Fuck, I don't know. Stallone leaves California for Florida.
Have you
seen
that?
Yep.
Yeah, so I saw that. I came across Instagram.
I think it's awesome. He's selling his shit, and his daughters were like,
no, no way. He's like, not really. He's like, yeah, me and my wife are moving. And we're moving to Florida.
Yeah,
I can't do a Stallone.
I can't either. I'm like,
but
I can't do it. I'm not gonna try.
Stallone seems like one of those guys who would like. Understandably, he was in the California because he was a working actor, and he had to be in California. And then now that he's retired, he's like, yeah, I'm fucking done with California. He's over the taxes. He's over all the bullshit. He wants to move to Florida. It's beautiful as fuck.
Florida is fucking. They came out and they're like, welcome.
Exactly.
He's already bought a big giant house down there,
right next to Hulk Hogan's.
Did he really?
No, I've never.
I was like, holy shit, did he? I was like, that would be fucking money.
That would be pretty cool. I mean,
Hulk Hogan.
Well, didn't, wasn't Hulk Hogan in one of the Rambos?
I don't think he, no, he wasn't in Rambo. He was in Rocky.
Not Rambo, Rocky. I meant Rocky. Yeah, Rocky.
He presses him.
Yeah.
Throws him out of the ring.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So they're
it'd be like a
friends, connection. Right? Excuse me. But yeah, I would do the same fucking thing.
Yeah.
Be like, I think I might have mentioned it, maybe not. Like, long time ago, Beth and I, we had friends that all lived in Southern California. It was fucking, this is like probably 15 years ago.
Yeah.
Before California went completely apeshit.
Completely fucking crazy.
And we were like, we're going to move to Mission or to Pacific Beach, Mission Beach, something like that. Beautiful place. We did our, we had our honeymoon done in Mission Beach. Stayed at this cool little
hotel. Yeah, I used to live right there. It was awesome.
Amazing. Great bar, Lahaina Beach Club. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Yeah.
Big giant deck, go surfing, go up there and drink beers. And we're like, Beth wanted to do a bakery. And I was like, yeah, when we retire. And I will never fucking, I don't, I mean, I, arguably, California is one of the, it is probably the most beautiful state overall.
Outside of Hawaii.
I've never been to Hawaii.
Well, I have. It's probably, outside of Hawaii, it's probably the most beautiful state.
Okay.
That I've been to, yeah.
But does it have skiing?
Skiing?
Yeah, skiing. No, it has like the beach. Snowboarding and stuff like that.
It has the beach and it has deep sea fishing and snorkeling. So does
California, though. Right? I mean, like you can go, I can go skiing at, up in Big Bear. Be down in Dana Point, be somewhere like 4 hours later if I get stuck in traffic. Be out there.
You're definitely going to be stuck in traffic in California.
Mountain biking, all the things. Yeah, like from a lifestyle, but no, it's a pile of shit now.
Yeah, it's a complete pile of shit.
And the only reason is because of the politics.
Yeah, no, 100%.
It's an amazing place. It's been
fucked up from taxes and all the other bullshit that's taken something that was
so amazing, so nice
and so beautiful, and turn it into
piece. I think of we
shit.
Talked about this a couple episodes.
I'm sure we have.
We've but it's just it, it, that's what pisses me off about.
Yeah,
100%. So fuck California, Florida. On the other hand, you have giant snakes,
and alligators, and crocodiles,
and manatees.
Manatees,
the cows of the sea,
iguanas.
Iguanas are good.
And you have Florida men.
And you have Florida man, which we've got.
Which we'll see that next week.
Do we have one next week?
Yeah, we'll see it next week.
All right, cool.
No. Something special, Florida man, next week.
Okay, gotcha. But it's just, I think Stallone's making the right move. He's a bajillionaire. His tax guy is probably like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
He's probably
sell this $40 million house
forever ago.
Yeah, sell this $40 million house.
Yeah,
he already sold one to Adele. Mm-hmm. Remember, there was the whole thing where Adele was like, I need the Rocky statue left. And he's like, I don't give a shit. I'll just make another one.
Yeah, yeah.
Whatever. Keep that. Sold that for like a bajillion dollars. Now he's moving to Florida. I don't remember where he's moving exactly.
Oh, I don't know. It's probably somewhere on the east side or on the west side.
Yeah, somewhere.
Somewhere like Tampa, some.
Clearwater.
Clearwater, something over there.
Somewhere over
there. I imagine.
So, hey, Rocky. When we're out there, hit up my friends at myfamilyseasonings.com.
Yeah.
Discount code, if you guys are interested, you want a discount code for some seasoning, bar 20.
Bar 20.
Or bar is open 20.
Bar is open 20.
You'll get 20% off. Bar is open.
Cheers.
You'll get 20% off of the, it's just, I have to repeat that, it's just the bar is open. Bar is open.
Not the. Nope. You just said that. Yeah.
Bar is open. You'll get 20% off of all of my family seasonings.
And it's good too. I use that as the seasoning I put in that burger recipe I posted a couple weeks ago. And man, good stuff.
I have one. I just forgot to put it up there, but it just came to mind. So what's my up? Family seasoning's based out of the Tampa area. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
So they're good. So check them out. And then go out and check out, maybe you'll, if you go into Hulk Hogan's place, which is right in Clearwater, which I've been in, maybe you'll bump into Sylvester.
Maybe.
Sly.
Old Sly.
Hey. Florida man released from prison 37 years later for a crime he didn't commit.
How would that make you feel? Sitting in prison for 1 year knowing, man, I'm not supposed to be here. And then 36 more years goes by.
I haven't finished the statement intentionally. I probably would have had to kill a few people if I made it that long in prison.
Which is at that point you just stay there.
Well, I mean, if it's self-defense, it's self-defense. Well,
self-defense is a different thing.
That could have been, he might have had a 10-year, and then he had to shiv a few people because they were trying to like butt rape him or something like that.
Yeah, he had
might have had to join the Aryan Gang. Probably, you know how many push-ups I can do in 37 years?
Millions.
How would I feel? What do you know what the crime was?
A murder.
It was a murder.
So it was murder that he went to prison for. And I actually never even looked at the person, so I don't know much about
him. Scenario.
Other than he went to prison for murder. 37 years later, DNA evidence proved him that he was completely innocent. And then the state awarded him $14 million. My question is this. Not so much what would you do, but do you think $14 million is enough?
No.
No, fuck no, right?
No.
I want... No. If I'm in jail for 37 years, I want $37 million. And then even that's probably not enough because your entire life's gone.
So this is the thing about it. It's not the potential to earn because that's different. Like your potential to earn is huge.
Well, it could be anything.
It could be anything.
It could have been Jeff Bezos.
You don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Right?
So, but it's the life experience that you'll never get
exactly
in those 37 years.
Yeah.
So yeah, 100 million.
Well, let's just say he was 21 and he was 57 years old now. That's the best years of your life.
Those are the best years. Dude, if I'm this guy and I got $14 million, though, I'm buying a little place in Boca Raton.
Mm-hmm.
Buying a little center hole console. Well, shoot,
technically, with $14 million, you could buy Mar-a-Lago and still have $12 million left over.
No, I thought it was only $18 million. I thought it was 18.
Oh, wait. I don't know.
It's 18 million. Yeah, it's the one right down the road from it.
Though. Yeah, it's right down the road.
Yeah. It's the other one down the road. No. But I'm thinking, yeah, I'm buying a little place, like a couple million dollar mansion.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's yeah.
And
that's...
then I'm getting fucking book rights. I'm doing podcasts. I'm mm-hmm. fucking selling everything.
Yeah. But also, if you think about it, if you're in prison for 37 years, sure, you've seen TV and you've seen how things have progressed, but... Mm-hmm. And if you've been in jail for 37 years, you don't... It's kind of like, what's that movie? Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
He gets out, and he's like, the whole damn world got in a rush. Like, all of a sudden there's cars and shit. He didn't see cars when he went in. You know, like, so 37 years ago, when he went to prison, they had TVs, but they didn't have cell phones, they didn't have internet, they didn't have computers, they didn't have any of those
But
shit.
If they're watching TV, they see the progression.
Yeah, but he had to experience it firsthand.
No, he didn't get to have a fucking iPhone in his hand like I'm doing right now.
Can you imagine if you went from no phone to an iPhone 15?
It'd be like my father-in-law trying to figure out how to use an iPhone from a rotary phone.
There you go. Yeah.
The phone that you used to have, and like boop 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 boop, and you'd go walk down the hall and it'd be on a cord because that's basically 37 years ago.
Or they you pick it up.
So it'd have been 10. Like, yeah.
Hello, where do you want to transfer to? And they just put little buttons.
My mom worked at AT&T when she was a
probably
kid.
Doing that.
Not a kid. I guess it would have been a kid, 22, 23. And she was like, cluck, 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 cluck,
exactly.
Cluck, cluck, cluck. Yep. It's all different nowadays, man. Yeah. But, you know, I don't think it's enough.
No, right?
But he settled. So he thought it was enough.
Well.
And it depends on where he's going back to. If you're living in Boca.
Yeah. If you're living in Boca and you're 57.
But if you're moving back to Detroit. $14 enough or something like, well, okay, I have to ask, and I'm assuming that was a shitty thing for me to do. Is he a black dude?
Oh, I have no idea.
Or white guy?
Don't know. I didn't look anything up about the story.
I'm not trying to throw that out there, but I'm like, where are you from?
Well, my guess is because he's from, he went to jail in when he was young, most likely, in Florida. He's probably from Florida.
Yeah, I guess.
That'd be my guess. But
I don't know. You think he's, I don't know.
That'd be my guess, but regardless.
It sucks.
Not money for that long of time.
All right. This one is just for fun because we didn't get it. We were out of town. We were on vacation when this came out.
Mm-hmm.
The acorn caught.
Oh, God.
So many people have covered this. And yeah. I feel like we're probably
a little behind, but this is so fucking funny.
But this one is too
good. We need to talk about it.
Within this video, though, I found this TikToker. So it's going to come up here in a second. I'll throw it out there. The awesome part about it is I hadn't seen this is there's the slow-mo.
You can actually see the
acorn,
the perp.
Bink. And then pay attention to the end of it when what the cop says. So
yeah.
Here we go. You ready?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go. Just fire!
Let's slow down. There's the perpetrator.
There's the acorn.
Then he says, shots fired.
He
does these crazy combat weird
tuck and roll. Tuck and roll.
And then his partner starts shooting at him.
You gotta watch the bottom video too.
Yeah, who the fuck shoots
at you? Jesse, are you okay?
directly, and then he's like, "Oh, I'm hit, I'm hit."
And then she runs around. She's like, "Get inside."
I'm good. I feel weird, but I'm good.
Are you sure I might have hit my vest.
No, I don't know.
Well, my legs went numb.
I don't know. I felt like it.
I'm good though.
Did you see anything on my vest?
I think I was hit by something.
Or you feel
the acorn hit you?
My legs went numb when it hit me. All
right, and the other cop goes,
my legs
"Come over here."
I heard a pop come from.
Go this way.
He's like, "My vest is my vest." All right, we had to share that.
Yeah.
Because it was too big of a one this week, or this past week, to pass out. We had to have our you're a Marine.
Yes.
When you're in a gunfight, you were trained. If you're in a gunfight and your buddy's standing, okay, let's say he's not 12 o'clock from you, but he's like roughly 11, or let's, because this is off to the right, he's roughly one. Are you shooting at 12 o'clock?
No. No.
Are you a sniper?
No.
Is she a sniper?
Fuck no.
With a handgun?
No.
I've never met a sniper with a handgun.
I mean, snipers
like
probably
snipers
have one.
Snipers people with a handgun.
No, they don't sniper people with handguns.
I don't think so.
Nope. I mean, maybe in like Call of Duty. Maybe she's way into Call of Duty.
Oh, she's also probably one of those knife melee killers.
Probably.
Like, you know what I mean? Call of Duty.
Yeah.
I fucking hated those people when I played Call of Duty.
Fucking sucks.
Those fuckers.
But those cops are fucking retarded.
She just she went ham. So there was a comment by the guy that says, "My life is never going to be the same." Like, he was in handcuffs in the back of the seat, had to lay down,
and hopefully not get shot.
And he didn't get shot. Crazy. Which is another fucking thing to say about those cops.
Well, they didn't even know what they were shooting at.
They were just shooting at a car.
They were just shooting at an acorn.
They were shooting at their own patrol car, just lighting that bitch up. And what the cops said was that it was a silenced weapon.
Yeah,
he
somehow
thought it was a silenced
weapon. Somehow this guy unkeistered a silenced weapon from his fucking asshole while he's handcuffed in the back of the seat. And then started shooting at the cops.
Okay,
somehow.
Smallest can you've ever seen. Silent. Noise suppressor.
Fuck, for those tiny, small.
I mean, on what? Yeah. Like a 380?
Like a 380, 9mm maybe.
Little 22 maybe?
Yeah, small.
Something like that. I mean, it can be small.
Still small.
But that's still that fucking big on top of a pistol. A 380, 22? Yeah. No, a 380, a 22? I don't even know what the fuck that is.
No, where would you hide it? I mean, keister's the only thing that makes sense.
I do have a story coming up that maybe it explains some of it.
It could be.
But I don't understand.
No.
Makes the acorn sense. Cops.
The acorn cops did it. They definitely did it. Jesus Christ.
That's dude, just mess. Don't get arrested.
Not by those cops.
Motherfucker.
They don't have a job anymore, I'm sure, so.
I don't know. Fucker, you're going vegan? No, not vegan. You're going vegetarian.
I'm going vegan.
You're getting rid of all your... Do you know the difference between vegetarian and vegan?
No. Let me make sure you understand.
Okay.
Vegan means I'm not eating. I'm not consuming in my body.
But it's vegetarian.
Any meat.
That's vegetarian.
No, it's not. Vegetarian means I'm only eating vegetables, but I can eat eggs. I can eat cheese. I can drink milk. Vegan means I don't drink any animal product whatsoever. So I don't eat eggs. I don't drink milk. I don't eat cheese. That's what vegan means. And now I know, obviously, a belt is leather. Shoes are leather. Whatever. That's not what that means. You can still have that stuff. Now, there's some people who don't do that. But I'm not doing it for a fucking like moral reason. I'm just doing it to fucking fuck off and see how I feel.
I don't know how I feel about this.
I don't know how I feel about
this. What are you going to cook on Saturday? Because you're starting this shit on Friday.
Tofu burgers.
Well, I'm not eating a fucking tofu burger.
Well, you're not going to make a tofu burger that I make? Guarantee you'll love it.
I don't know. I don't want bitch tits. Tofu is bad for you.
Yeah, soy is not good for you anyway.
Soy is not good.
But I'm not going to eat soy.
Well, you said tofu.
I know, it's just a joke.
It's made out of soy.
I'm not going to make tofu burgers. No, I plan on probably just eating a lot of salads.
So I was just going to ask. I was like, literally have the note here. What are you going to cook this weekend? A salad.
Salad. Salad and granola.
Like.
Basically bird feed. Yeah.
Don't make me laugh or I'll just fucking
die.
No, just like sprinkle a bird feed over it.
Yeah, salad and you just sprinkle bird feed. So that's the cool thing. The cool thing is I can literally just go to like the farm
store.
You can
go over to fucking
and just get everything I need.
Ace Hardware and get whatever he needs for food.
Yeah.
Just add a little
it
fucking honey.
Yeah. Nope, can't have honey. It's a animal byproduct.
Fuck off. No.
Can't have it.
Okay, slow down.
A bee makes honey. I can't have honey.
So you're not going to have... Okay, so what's a salad going to consist... I don't trust
a
you.
A salad?
What's a salad going to consist of?
A salad will be like vegetables and shit.
Yeah.
And then probably olive juice and lemon juice. And maybe some salmon.
Didn't that tree get nutrients from the soil?
Yes.
That had
listen. Just so we're
rodents and animals.
I'm clearly not like morally fucking trying to like change anybody's mind or like.
No, I'm not. I'm just trying to fucking debunk your bullshit.
I don't have anything to debunk. I don't give a fuck about it. I'm just trying to be like crazy.
Jesus Christ. More acceptable statements than big guy saying he's going to be vegan are big guy's going gay. Mm. Big guy's selling all his guns.
Mm.
Big guy's turning to Satanism.
Probably more realistic.
Like legitimately. And you're going to do this for 30 days.
Wow. Let's just see how long it lasts.
Cheers, bro. I got your back, bud.
All I know is on Thursday night, I'm going to go to All You Can Eat Steakhouse.
You're going to go to the, what's the one that like they just cut shit off?
Yeah, the Brazilian Steakhouse, yeah, yeah.
You're just going to fucking, you're going to have meat sweats.
There's like 1,000 of those in San Antonio, so yeah. One of those on Thursday.
There's that big one off
San Antonio. Enough meat in my system that I can last like 4 or 5 days, and then I'm good. I'm solid.
What are your thoughts on starving?
Well, at the beginning of the year, I actually just a 10-day fast. That's not starving, but damn near close.
Yeah, this is the same thing. What if you get stuck this way?
How would I get stuck as a vegetarian, a vegan? What if I get stuck?
Yeah.
How would I get stuck?
I don't know. What happens?
Like, what if
it's
I kind
of like one of those
stolen?
Things where you like, you know, you make a face, you're like, and your mom goes, "You're gonna get stuck that way." What happens if you get
what
stuck?
What if I
as
get kidnapped and then I tell my captor I'm vegan because I'm on my special diet, and then they assume I'm always vegan because they stop listening to me, and all you ever give me is vegan
beans,
food until I die.
Beans and tofu.
Well, I'd fucking suck. I'd probably kill myself.
What if they don't let you kill yourself? They just keep reviving you, and they're like, "Here's more beans and tofu."
God, that'd be pretty
fucking
cruel,
miserable.
Cruel and unusual.
Yeah,
punishments.
Turn to Satanism at that point.
Like, well, I'll have already done that.
Whatever the upside down of that.
I don't know. Yeah, I need that stuff, but I'll figure
I'm
it
just
out.
Saying,
I have to.
Okay, so here, I got a picture real quick. What do you think? Monkeys are, they're pretty much vegetarian, I think, right?
No, they're cannibalistic, some of them.
Well, I think some of them are, but not these ones. These ones are already dehydrated.
What the fuck that is.
So that is some dehydrated monkeys.
Are they dead?
They were captured. Yeah, somebody was flying into the United States with them.
Uh-huh.
And they had some dehydrated monkeys. And they were going to consume them. So I was like, monkeys are theoretically vegetarian. So if you ate a dehydrated monkey.
Well, if that was the case, I could eat jerky.
So that was coming from India. Of course, a dog, this special dog that knows dehydrated monkey smell.
Yeah, I found them.
Found that. And I was like, to you, would that be like tofu?
No. I mean, why wouldn't jerky work then? Because cows eat fucking grass.
I don't know. What about like monkey brains? Like those dehydrated monkey
brains?
Okay,
why not cow brains? Because cows eat grass.
Does powdered meat count?
No.
It doesn't count.
I can eat all the powdered meat.
So you can eat all the powdered meat you want.
Why do you eat powdered meat?
Because all you have to do is grind those up because they're already dehydrated.
Oh my God.
Just saying. It's an option.
No.
And it's like, it's called bush meat.
Bush meat, yeah. Bush meat.
Yeah, it comes straight out of like India or some shit.
That's
like
when that. You go down on her and she has a bush. Bush meat.
Oh, she's got really big labia.
And you're like.
Like really big labia.
It flosses you at the same time.
That's what it sounds
like.
Yeah. Oh, boy. That got spicy real quick. All right, so let's move on. Let's move on. All right, Rhode Island. You said so. He shares. We share stories, and I just kind of manage them. In Rhode Island, a hiker killed a rabid coyote with his bare hands after it attacked. It attacked him.
Yeah, he was hiking. So yeah, I forget exactly where. Chesapeake. Is that
Chesapeake Bay? Is that Rhode Island?
Something like that. I forget exactly. I meant to put it in the notes, but I didn't put it in the notes. But anyway,
it's okay.
There's a guy hiking in Rhode Island.
All right.
And he's just going on his merry way, and this fucking dog attacks him. This coyote attacks him. And he fucking just like basically pins it down, cuts off his airway, and he dies.
Oh, he just had a fucking like pull. He went full Tim fucking.
Yeah, he just cut off his airway and fucking. And killed the coyote. Apparently, that same coyote had attacked multiple hikers in the days previously. And they tested, obviously, found everywhere. Out about it.
And now they all have to get those shots in their stomachs because fucking that's what you have to do.
Oh, yeah. Well, did you know that if once you have rabies,
you only have a short period
of time? Yes. But here's the thing. One of the tests to find out if you have rabies is you suddenly become deathly afraid of water.
Mm-hmm.
Like if the water touches you, you'll freak the fuck out.
Yep.
And then at that point, if you've gotten to that point, it's too far. Now you're going to die.
Yep, you're going
to
die. So,
but you get deathly afraid of water, like petrified. I've watched some videos that are obviously kind of sad because these guys are
like India. I've seen it happen.
In India, 100%. Yep. It was India.
This little boy got.
And they're like, they're completely afraid of water. And it's fucking weird. It's a weird thing.
It's like your metabolism.
Well, it attacks your brain. It attacks your brain, and it just like fucking fucks you up in a weird way that makes you afraid of water of all things.
Go out and check out Mr. Ballin Medical Mysteries or something like that. He's got another podcast. It's audio only. And Beth and I listened to one of them. And I won't give too much away, but she got bit by a bat.
Uh-huh.
Like she was trying to save it. She thought it was like a little sparrow.
Yeah.
And it just nicked her hand. She let it go. And then like a couple days later, she came down with rabies.
Yeah.
And they actually were able to save her. Right. That's good. There was like this insane treatment that they had to do. They basically had to jump start her.
The treatment for rabies is fucking crazy.
Well, normally it's shots in your stomach and stuff like that. It's like 10 shots like over like several days.
Yeah.
But this guy just going Rambo on it. Fuck yeah. If you're hiking out there, carry a knife.
Yeah.
Like, why wouldn't you? It's like if you're in certain areas, carry a gun. But don't carry a 9mm. 9mm doesn't do shit.
No, carry a
10mm.
50 cal.
Well,
a Desert Eagle 50 cal.
Just a big ass Desert Eagle.
Well, two of them, you know, Kimbo.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that what what's her name? Lara Croft carried?
Exactly.
She carried two Desert Eagles.
Which is completely unrealistic.
Because and that little chick, her little thin hands.
Yeah. Like, and her giant square tits.
Oh, I remember that
right,
game.
Right, the original? Like the original? Yeah. Oh, God, it's so good.
If you follow
Eli Double Tap, he has a great video with him and his girlfriend about this big square. It's hilarious. Just look it up and watch it. It's really funny.
That's awesome. So yeah, dude, like, did you see the video? There's plenty of stories of dudes like out hiking or whatever. There's one where this dude's like trotting down a trail and he sees like a bobcat cub.
Yeah.
Or no, it was a mountain lion cub.
Mm-hmm.
And then that mountain lion stalked him as he was walking backwards for a long way. Yeah. And it's like, da-da-da-da-da.
Yeah.
Da-da-da-da-da.
I've seen the same thing with bears and cougars.
The bear on the top of the mountain, the dude in Japan, he's like,
yeah. Yeah.
I well, think that's exactly like, what he said. He's like, get the fuck away from me.
Grizzly bears like chasing guys on bikes.
Yeah. Fuck that.
Fuck that. That's crazy shit.
I'm just saying. I don't know. It's all good. All right. Nice. And what the fuck news? This is the what the fuck news. All right. So this gentleman, I got to find my fucking story. There he is. Kilt wearing Texas guy.
Kilt. Oh, kilt. Gotcha.
Like a kilt wearing Texas man. So the challenge.
You know, when I was in Ireland and Scotland, I was trying to find a kilt everywhere, but they're so fucking expensive.
Were they?
Like real, for a legit real kilt? Like real kilt?
Can't
like
you get like a tactical kilt? Wasn't there?
You can get like kilts on like Amazon, and you can get like the full get-ups on Amazon and shit. But I wanted like a real kilt with like my family's like fucking logo, not logo, but like my family's like shit on it. They're like $800.
Oh. Yeah, because it's embroidered and all.
Well, they're like handmade.
It's got
like,
your family seal crest or whatever.
Yeah, and it's my family's like I forget what they call it, but like the pattern of the
crest.
No.
Oh, the actual
pattern
plaid.
Of like the plaid shit is my family's plaid. Like, it's what my family wore hundreds of years ago.
Can you get a flag or like something?
I can get something. I'm sure. Well, I'll get something made cool. Anyway, now that I know exactly what it's got, I was to
do
Ireland.
That, and then do you have a family crest?
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the Lamontanes have a family crest as well. And
it's a white flag. Get it because they're French.
God damn it.
Ah.
He's not wrong. My family tried to make up for it by all being the Marines, or the Navy or the Air Force and stuff like that. So we tried. At least we goddamn tried. And I just killed my fucking article because I swiped left. All right, so this dude, I'll show you a picture here in a minute. On February 18th, Michael Cooper Vest, that's his name, is 6'6" tall. He's a couple inches taller than you.
Yeah.
Weighs 250 pounds and is known to wear a kilt, which made it all that much easier for the Texas business owners to identify Vest, 60 years old, as the man who recently came into their antique stores and shoved various items up his ass before placing them back on the shelf for display.
Wait. He walked in the store, stuffed shit in his asshole, and then put it back on the shelf.
Yep. Multiple times. Fuck. You ready? Police allege that Vest, picture below, and I'll show you a picture here in a minute, entered several shops in Spring, a Houston suburb, last week, and engaged in criminal mischief, a misdemeanor. How is that a fucking misdemeanor? It should be a sex offense. If you think about it, you're sticking shit in your ass in the middle of a fucking store.
Well, what if that misdemeanor is a sex offense?
In Houston?
Well, all sex offenses are felonies.
Like jerking off in public isn't a felony? Shouldn't it be? I don't know the answer to that.
Wait.
Do I need to pull up like Crime Tracker on you or something? I don't think you're that guy.
No, I'm not that.
Specifically, cops say Vest first entered the antique gallery of Houston and placed a makeup brush, fuck, and a restoration hardware piece in his anus before returning the merchandise.
Both at the same time?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
Valued about $130. Thus then showed up at the Curiosity Shop.
So you go to different stores.
Yep. Which is located in an antique mall. The shop's owner, Alicia Osborne, told police that Vest took an antique bottle opener and a tobacco tent can, total value about $74, and placed them into his anus under his green skirt/kilt.
Wait. He put a can of something into his asshole?
A can opener.
What was the tobacco thing?
Oh, well, this says, I'm sorry, let me go back. He put a bottle opener in there, and then he put a tobacco tent can.
So a can of something.
Look up a tobacco tent can. Do you have your phone handy?
Yeah, I gotcha.
Look up a tobacco tent can. Your flashlight's on.
Yeah.
His green skirt, then returned the items to put them under his green skirt, and then that happened. In both instances, the merchandise handled by Vest had to be thrown away due to feces on them.
Yeah.
What's a tent? Oh, it's a fucking... It's like
an Altoids can.
It looks like an Altoids. Yeah. How do you get an entire Altoids can in your ass? The
fuck am I now?
That quickly. I can understand a paintbrush. Maybe even just a brush. But not the brush part first.
Like maybe he can.
How loose is... Oh, dear God. All right, let's look at some pictures of this gentle man. I don't think he's a gentleman, but I'm just going to say...
Let's see a picture of his asshole before and after.
All right. Hang on a second. Let's see right here. All right. So, well, I don't have a picture of his a-hole. But this is the picture of him
walking around fucking
stuffing something in his
keister.
At least that's it. That,
he's
maybe
keistering.
That's, yeah.
You know what he's doing? He's practicing for jail.
He's like flexing. He's flexing.
I think if he doesn't flex, it's going to fall out anyways.
All right. So this is what this young man looks like, this 40-something-year-old.
Young man. Didn't you say he was 60?
Yeah. So that is exactly what you would expect a dude to look like.
I wonder what, when they took that picture, how many things were in his asshole. At that exact moment, he's like, you guys don't even know what's still in here.
He's got an 8-ball of coke up there.
No, he probably wasn't even drugs. It was just like...
That guy doesn't do drugs.
I have a toothbrush in here. I have toothpaste. I have deodorant. I'm ready for jail.
God damn it. It's just fucked up. Like, why would you just randomly roll into places and just, like, start stuffing?
And then take it back out, because then, you know, I mean, it has to be some fucking weird shit, because he's just like, he knows that somebody
else is. This isn't the first time this guy's done this.
And of course it can't be the first time.
Like, he's in Target just jamming shit in his ass.
You ever picked up something in Target, you're like, this smells like shit.
There was stories, like, at HEB... where this couple got busted because they fucking pulled a dumbass and they posted all this shit on YouTube or Instagram, whatever.
Yeah.
They were in there licking fucking ice cream.
I remember that, yeah.
Yeah.
That was like a TikTok trend. People were doing that. And people were getting arrested because I'm like,
Good. They're like, yeah, I don't know if you have herpes or fucking.
They should be fucking arrested.
Yeah, fuck you.
And also, why the fuck does an ice cream container not have a fucking like, lid on this? Not
well,
just take off.
It was Bluebell.
Bluebell needs to fix that shit.
Dryers has that, or what those other ones, Breyers and Dryers, whatever
it is, yeah.
They have that seal.
They have a film on them, right?
Mm-hmm.
See, why the fuck doesn't Bluebell? That's some bullshit, Bluebell. Isn't that a Texas brand? Like a
yeah, they also had a big issue. This isn't on them because of licking thing.
No, of course not. But yeah. I mean,
yeah, I don't know.
I'm just, in general, why would you put something on there to protect it?
I don't know. All right, we got one video of the week for you. This is a brand new giant species of anaconda.
Oh, let's see it.
My anaconda don't.
My anaconda don't. Stop coughing.
The cough is going to kill me.
That's the name of this episode, Coffee McCoffers.
All right, here we go. Wait until
this
you
fucking crazy man.
So it's already down there, right?
And the so guy's what, 6 foot tall?
Huh? Dude,
this guy's what, 6 foot
like
tall
that.
Probably?
Yeah.
Let's just say he's average. He's like 6 foot. Right. 5'11" or whatever. Why would you jump into the fucking... I'm assuming that's like a river in the Amazon.
Yeah.
So you have piranhas, those fucking snakes. Crocodiles, caiman, whatever the fuck.
And you just jump into the fucking river.
Sorry, guys.
Next to that fucking thing.
Yep. Fucking gnarly. So a monster-sized anaconda that may be the largest in the world was discovered in Ecuadorian Amazon.
Yeah, fuck that.
They were filming something for Will Smith. Weird.
Why are they filming him for Will Smith there?
I don't know. The size of this magnificent creature was incredible. One female anaconda we encountered measured an astounding 6.3 meters, 20 feet long, over 20 feet. So this one, it's a new breed or a new species.
Of anaconda.
Of an anaconda, exactly. I'm trying to find
so
out.
So how do they know it's different than a regular anaconda that just got really big?
Because they tested its DNA already.
So,
and
so they not only did they swim next to them, they heard it while it was down there in its territory. Well, I mean, stabbing it, yeah. Maybe just a needle is nothing. But my point is, like, it's just laying there. Also,
no, that
stabbed.
Thing was swimming.
But, I mean, my point is, it's just doing that. It gets stabbed.
Dude, I cut my cat's ear off. Not me, but the fucking vet did. Because I was like, you're going to be a street kitty. Cut it, clip its ear off. I'm doing you a favor. I got you fixed, right? That's what they do out here in Texas. I was doing him a favor, and now he's an inside cat, so now he just looks a little
weird.
He's got street cred.
He does have street cred.
So now that anaconda has street cred.
Well, there you go.
If that fucking anaconda had eaten that dude, he'd have more street cred.
My point is, if I'm sitting next to a fucking giant creature in its territory, I'm not doing anything to it to make it want to fucking attack me.
So it says, deforestation of the Amazon basin from agricultural expansion has resulted in an estimated 20 to 30% habitat loss, which I think we knew, and its impact is going to be about 40% by 2050. Forest fires, drought, all these things, whatever, are going to have an impact. The discovery of a new species of anaconda is exciting, but it's critical to highlight the urgent need for further research. I agree. Like, the Amazon gets fucking decimated. That's one of the biggest places in the planet that's getting decimated. Because they're mining, they're doing deforestation. Like, you think we're putting out some bad shit here in the United States? Get fucked. Like, it's not
the thing. Between mining, like you just said, mining, deforestation, forest fires.
The Amazon is where it replaces all of our fucking air. And then go talk to, next week I saw this one. I'll find this video. It's about what happens if the big one hits the earth and like California shears off, and then laying a map over the United States and then comparing that to the land that Bill Gates owns.
Oh, yeah, show me that.
Oh, he owns a shit ton of it. So the end of the world comes, he'll be fine.
Couldn't come soon enough.
Nah. The cat's over there trying to drink some of that beer. So with that, I'm out of shit.
Well, I got one more thing for you.
Right after here, you're going to have J.O. You're going to pop a video on here. So rest in peace to J.O. I'm going to let you talk about him a little
bit. Yeah, J.O. Archer was an incredible guy. I think he was 27 years old. Really good guy. He was part of the Natural Sugars crew, Channel 199 guys. He recently became famous for doing the first triple backflip
right
on in competition.
Right. It was last year, I think.
Yeah, he's from Australia, and he was just legitimately the nicest guy you've ever met. He'd walk in the room, everybody would get excited and happy. He was just the coolest dude.
Seemed like it.
I got super lucky, and a couple months ago, I was able to make a cool, fun little video with him. Him explaining the word cunt, which is fantastic.
And you're going
to
see that
and
here.
I'll post it at the very end of this video, and I'll probably post it into the YouTube shorts as well. And it's just, he was a good dude. He was a really good dude. RIP.
Yeah.
He passed away the other day. He was doing a trick, missed the bag, and he, you know, unfortunately, he, you know, it happens, but it sucks. So.
Those guys push their limits so hard. Yeah. Like,
he died doing what he loved, which is good. But, you know, that just sucks. So.
Yeah. So here you go. You'll be able to see this. Catch us next time on Balding the Big Guy.
Absolutely. Cheers.